Well, in true Muhammad and Mountain manner, we obviously were very keen for Marco Thomas to return to the Middle Eight Drive studios, but he's a very, very busy person. So we actually came to the conclusion that the best thing was for us to make tracks, go across the railway bridge and actually touch base with Mark in his general sort of natural environment. Of course, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, where, of course, we're prepping here for a fantastic Carol Churchill Festival. Mark, it's a delight to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Now, we're on the stage. Now, the last time I was actually at the LPAC Centre, I was blessed to actually see you provide a wonderful inaugural lecture talking about the whole sort of acting range and the notions of radical theatre and a particular reference to specific theatres in London and so on. And it was a tour de force of Eastern European stuff and various other bits and pieces. Here we are now, just about to go into the Carol Churchill season. It's just one exciting thing after another.
Yes, thank you very much. I think the international element is very much present in this season as well. Carol Churchill is a huge British export. Her work is popular all over the world, and we're very pleased to be offering a week in celebration of one of our greatest living playwrights on the LPAC stage.
Precisely. Well, I think there's an interview with Carol Churchill already in the pipeline as far as the Midweek Drive and Siren listeners are concerned. It's a great opportunity for some of our undergraduates here, some of the drama and performance students, to really take part in as you say, contemporary, gripping, marvellous theatre.
Indeed, and also very political theatre, I think. I think we live in interesting times. I was just saying to somebody last night, actually, that a couple of years ago I was very depressed with dealing with students because I found them politically very disinterested, and I just used
apathy perhaps springs to mind.
Absolutely, and thinking what happened to the days when students were politically engaged. But I think the last 2 years has seen a complete revolution in that in more ways than one, and I'm finding all of my students incredibly interested in politics now. I think Nick Clegg has done a lot for student politics in that regard, and consequently we're getting a lot of interest from the student body here in the university in the Carol Churchill Festival, because clearly her plays are very, very political, and the one that we're working on rehearsing now is one of her most polemical works, where she imagines Bush and Blair in a more than political relationship, shall we say.
Yes, indeed. In true BBC seamless style, you're leading to the performance itself. It is, of course, entitled
Drunk Enough to Say I Love You,
which is one of those wonderful titles which I think sort of sits well up there in so many ways with a variety of sort of packages. What have the students made of this particular play?
Well, I think we could ask them. I think they've done very well with it. Carol Churchill's text is notoriously difficult for actors because she doesn't really write in sentences, and everything is unfinished. So all of the lines of dialogue are you have to kind of imagine what the end of it might have been. So the typical things that actors do about learning cues and everything else gets completely thrown out the window. So it's a huge challenge for the students to deal with her work. But nevertheless, I think they've really met that challenge very well.
The performance space here at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre is really quite magical. I say that about a few theatres up and down the country where you get a sense that things are happening. And this is obviously one of the newer venues and newer performance venues. But it must be very gratifying to actually have something like this to actually ensure that performances can actually go on and be truly appreciated.
I think that's right, yeah. I think, obviously in radio you can't see the space at the moment, but it feels very magical just having the lights down on the stage and students rehearsing here, and you really do begin to appreciate the enormous potential that the LPAC stage could have. We're having a really good spring season. The last time I was on the show I was talking about the forthcoming season, and this season's going really, really well, and we've had lots of a real diverse program. We had After Miss Julie this week, Cosmia, the Fringe First winner, and last week, and the audiences have been great, and I think we've really kind of turned a corner with that. And this Churchill Festival is very, very important. I think to have a week's work dedicated to Carol Churchill is something unprecedented, not only for the county but nationally actually.
I must admit, very sad that I missed my own personal favourite from the recent season, how the koala learnt to hug, but I'll just have to cope with that.
But that, I think that you wouldn't have got a ticket for that. I actually think, yeah, like many of our children's shows, it was sold out. So.
Yeah, precisely. I know Anthony was very keen to actually provide that. Okay, would you like to just introduce us to some of these fine folk here? We'll keep the thing running. They're obviously in full mode here, and I get a sense that you adopt an approach of a directorial approach, which kind of enables the actors to give it their best. They feel comfortable. You're not necessarily a Hitchcock treat actors like cattle style of director.
Absolutely not. No, we like to investigate the text as we go along, and we're quite playful with it. The interesting thing about this play is really it's a two-hander, and one of the characters playing kind of the nominal Bush character, who's called Sam, as in Uncle Sam, I suppose, and the Tony Blair character, who's called Jack. But as you can see on the stage at the moment, we have four actors, and so what we've done is we've reconfigured the play so we have two Bushes and two Blairs. So we've sort of made twinned relationships of them, and at the end of the play, in the final scene, they all come together. So yeah, I mean, we have two actors called Mark who are working
Mark
together.
Squared.
Yes,
Mark Cubed.
Myself, yes, indeed. And one of them is playing the Tony Blair Jack character, and the other one is playing Sam, the George Bush character. We could take a walk over there.
I think that's exactly what we should actually do here, as we cross the whole threshold here. They're obviously in focus, they're in character here. It's not quite method, it's not quite distanciation, but they're certainly going for it.
So this is an actor called Mark Brock.
Mark, good to connect with your good self. Are you Bush? Are you Blair? Are you Jack? Are you Sam?
I am Jack, who is also Blair.
Of course, as in Union Jack.
Oh, of course, yes.
So Mark's been sharing with us that obviously the tremendous sort of politicalisation of this particular piece. What have you found? Were you familiar with Carol Churchill before starting work on this?
To be perfectly honest, I wasn't until the festival came on. We started to look into her plays and the more political side of everything. And I'm enjoying this play thoroughly, really. And the meanings behind everything, all the words and all the little tweaks.
Clearly choosing to do a course at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre and obviously doing a degree in drama at the University of Lincoln, you made a certain career choice, etc., which may or may not have all sorts of routines for that. How's the experience been for yourself?
It's been excellent. I've had loads of help within the degree and outside of the degree to have a look at what options I'll have after doing a BA honours here, whether it could be in teaching or acting. This is why I'm doing this Carol Churchill Festival, to get as much experience as possible.
Fantastic. We wish you all the very best. Curtain Up, of course, happens when?
It happens on the 12th of April at 6 o'clock.
Actually, you've got loads of time to rehearse then. Let me say quick, you've got 256 hours then.
Well, you put it that way.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what we're worrying about.
Precisely. There we are, Mark. Total confidence in the whole thing there. And moving on now to obviously a wonderful sort of dynamic that we've got here. Just have a little quick listen there. Getting into focus, I can see here. How are the lines going? I mean, it's a cliche question, but you know.
I think they're going okay. Actually, I'm just going to grab another Mark as he tries to shyly walk past.
And indeed wearing a wonderful sort of T-shirt, which represents, I suppose, well, the death of civilization, the death of the iPod, the new radio thing, possibly some of our presenters at Siren FM, but I couldn't possibly comment.
No, I wouldn't like to comment.
No, quite rightly so. Mark, good to connect with you. What's your role in the play?
I play Sam, who is the counterpart to Jack, who is a representation of George Bush.
Got to ask the question, do you actually put in an American accent?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm working on it for a while now.
I've got to ask you in character, I know this is putting you on the spot, would you like to say you're listening to Siren FM in your best George Bush form?
In George Bush? Okay. You're listening to Siren FM.
You know, I got chills there. It's marvellous. It's fantastic, really, sort of getting to the whole routine. We talked about the political nature of this particular piece. What other productions have you done before this?
Oh, I've done an eclectic mix. I was in Willie Russell's Blood Brothers a while back. I've done a lot of new contemporary work with writers based in Lincoln and students.
Now, I'm of the age where Blood Brothers was pretty much launched at the same time as I was, probably about your age, I early 20s and so on and so forth, and it really had an impact, obviously, from the North, and it's at the time Educating Rita was out, a whole range of other things that have come through with this. Do you think this particular play with respect to Carol Churchill, which again was launched a few years ago, does it still have a resonance in the 21st century?
Well, definitely. Many of the lines, one of the scenes, one of the characters reels off a list of countries that currently bombing in this kind of made-up world, and one of them is Libya. that she's picked to include, which obviously fits in precisely with the current political climate.
It would be too much to expect a special guest appearance by Colonel Gaddafi on the opening night, though.
I think it would be, yeah.
That's a thought, though. Something to get some more press coverage.
Definitely, it would. It would a hell of a lot.
What do you do after this? I mean, are you in your final year at present?
No, I've finished now. I'm currently a theatre technician here at the Drill Hall. And
so in many ways, this is a classic case of almost a busman's holiday, though.
Pretty much, yeah. It's great. It's great.
Well, I think you know, one of the things we've been threatening to do at the Midweek Drive, and indeed at Siren, is to do a behind-the-scenes tour of LPAC. We've talked about this ever since the days of Michael Early, in fact, so I think you might well be on our list of sort of experts to contact from that point of view.
Definitely, yeah. Well, I'll be around, no doubt.
Yeah. Green Berets, a Puerto Rican
man. Drunk enough to say I love
Never
you.
Never say it.
Not that I don't still love
Who else want to be
children,
loved, but...
The first time
the
I
bar
saw
and
you.
The guy with...
I'd never see you again, and I was fine with that.
You know something?
I thought... One night I can love him
because
till
I'm
I
leaving
die.
Tomorrow, so
but that's okay. Because I can live.
You could come with me if you.
But here I am, and suddenly here you are, and here we are
so
again.
You'll...
Sorry.
No. Of course, not.
It's probably for the best because I.
I'm glad you came up and said hi.
So I.
Because.
Well, I can't possibly.
When
I...
you did, I.
No.
It all came back. Though to be honest, I'd forgotten till you.
Oh, God, no! I can't let you.
So you'll.
Well, what am I going to tell them? How long?
As long as it is.
Well, family, of course, but work, I'm in the middle.
Sure, you'll figure it out. I don't have to.
Go. Where did you say we?
Anywhere you wouldn't.
Do when we get there.
Things you won't do?
Elections. How to win.
Because democracy.
To help the right side.
Because our security.
All over the world.
In Vietnam, we had the slogan, Christ has gone south, so the people think.
The Christians because of the French.
Literally, believe. Literally, the Christ has gone.
So clever.
And simultaneously, astrologers.
Superstitions.
Horoscopes. Daily horoscopes will say.
And they vote the way you want. That is so...
Because you have to appeal to their deepest.
So clever.
Fantastic sort of insight there into the horror routine. And I have to say, what the listener wasn't aware of was, in fact, they were doing that with a man holding a microphone, I myself, just sort of within reach of them. So that's a little bit of artifice there, sort of horror routine. But I was in a Brecht production, Mark.
Yes, although I hope this is not Brecht that we're doing.
It'd be a bit of interest if you sort of broke into Caucasian Chalk Circle halfway through. Guys, it's going to be a fantastic production. We're going to take some photographs to the website now. I think, you know, Mark, you should be rightly proud of this crew, and it's going to be a great sort of event in April. I'm sure Carol Churchill will be delighted. I presume she is coming.
We have invited her, but I'm not expecting her, to be honest. She's notoriously difficult to turn up to these things.